1 Corinthians chapter 10. Also, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all ate the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, so that we wouldn't lust for evil things, like they also lusted. And don't be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and rose up to play. And let us not commit fornication, as some of them committed, and died in one day 23,000 of them. Nor let us tempt Christ, like some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. And don't murmur, like some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them for examples, and they've been written for our instruction, on whom the ends of the world have come. So let him that thinks he stands be careful that he doesn't fall. No temptation has come to you, but such as is normal with mankind. But God is faithful, who won't allow you to be tempted beyond your ability, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, so you will be able to cope with it. So, my dearly beloved, run away from idolatry. I speak like to wise men, and you judge what I say. The cup of blessing that we speak, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Look at Israel after the flesh. Aren't those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What do I say then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered to idols is anything? But I say that the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. You can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. And you can't be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he is? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things build up. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatever is sold in the marketplace, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. If any of those who don't believe invite you to a dinner, and you decide to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man says to you, this is offered in sacrifice to idols, don't eat for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other person's conscience, for why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? For if I by grace am a partaker, why am I evil spoken about for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Offend no one, neither the Jews, nor the Gentiles, nor the church of God, just as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, so they'll be saved.